Florida has the largest concentration of freshwater springs in the world, making it easy for companies to bottle the resource for sale. These companies like Nestle Water Bottling and Seven Springs want to extract more water. Democratic Senator Annette Tadeo says that this should come at a price.
Currently, our state imposes excise taxes on the extraction of oil, gas, phosphates, and other minerals. However, we do not impose such taxes on the extraction of our most valuable and precious resource, our water.
Tadeo's bill would put a 12.5 cents tax on the water that's extracted. The money would be put into a trust fund for local governments to use for quality improvements and water infrastructure projects. Republican Senator Joe Gruters is concerned the tax could be felt by the public.
The 12.5 cents would be a massive tax increase on the public, and I want to say that I can't tell you how much I appreciate you bringing this whole issue up, but at the end of the day, it's going to be very tough for us to move forward with any type of tax increase.
Gilchrist County houses a water bottling plant recently purchased by Nestle. The county springs are a major economic drive for the area. Gilchrist's Donna Kramer says legislation like Tadeo's could prevent Gilchrist from receiving test wells to evaluate the water quality. The county fears if Nestle has to pay more in taxes, there is a risk the wells will not be built, putting the cleanliness of the county springs on the back burner.
One of the legislation that they need to look at is our Nestle bottling water plant. We want that company to be successful, but there's legislation that wants to shut them down. And to ours, it would be very beneficial for the county because they would put test wells in. They will make sure the water is clean. If they're going to sell it, they're going to keep our water clean. And we really would like legislation to step up and let them do it.
Ultimately, Tadeo's bill was put on hold due to the likeliness of its failure. The senator is still planning on pushing the issue.
I believe that water is Florida's oil, it's something that we're very proud of, but we got to make sure that it's clean, that it's not in any way. We know that there's a lot of contaminants and that we need to invest in protecting our water.
Tadeo is not alone in her desire to address problems with Florida's water consumption and quality. There have been multiple bills involving water bottling regulations and monitoring permits. Democratic Representative Anna Eskamani is a strong supporter of these efforts.
We have to make sure that corporations are not just pumping water without any type of thought to what that impact is on our greater ecosystem, especially when that water is then bottled up and profited from. And again, that water is being used in so many different types of beverages sold across the world at the cost of Floridians not having water in the future.
Water bottling companies pay a one-time permit fee of about $115 to $130 to pump water out of Florida's natural springs. After that, they don't have to pay anything else to extract. Eskamani says water bottling companies shouldn't be treated differently from other companies that also extract water, like agriculture and wastewater management. Also in agreement is hydrogeologist and founder of Project Baseline, Todd Kincaid. He says that if you're going to tax one company, you have to tax all of them, and believes there should be a cap on groundwater consumption altogether.
My perspective is that when everybody gets worked up about bottled water, it distracts people and the discourse away from what really needs to happen, which is that the state needs to engage in real measures to constrain the amount of water that's pulled out of the aquifer.
Kincaid says water bottling companies take less than 1% of the water in the state's springs and aquifers. In a blog post about the issue, he wrote, quote, "If tomorrow the entire bottled water industry in Florida were to shut down, there would be effectively zero improvement at the springs in terms of either flows or quality." He says the bigger issue lies in the amount of pollutants going into groundwater. For WFSU News, I'm Kayla Gallagher.